Merry Christmas, everyone. How are you doing? There were two men who went to the train station with their friend. They went to see him off, and the train was late. And so the three of them decided to sit down for a cup of coffee. And as they sat there and they talked and they drank their coffee, they forgot all about the train. Suddenly, they heard the announcement that the train was departing, and as it began to take off down the platform, the three men jumped up from their seat, and they began running down the platform to catch the train. Two of the men, they made it. They happened to jump onto the last car just as it pulled away from the platform. The third man come running to a stop, and with his hands down, trying to catch his breath, he started to laugh. An onlooker went up to him and said, "What are you laughing for? You just missed your train." "You're right," was the reply from the man. "I did miss my train. What's funny is that those two men who caught the train, they came to see me off." I think we're just like that guy who missed the train. But we don't miss trains. Many of us miss Christmas. Now, we don't miss the day, and we're just beginning to start Christmas Day. But we miss the meaning of the day. The fact that God came to this earth as a baby. You know, Emmanuel, God with us. His name was Jesus. Many people miss the baby. And so this morning, I want to briefly talk about some of the people who missed Christmas. Let's read a little bit of the Christmas story that is found in Luke chapter 2, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 7 right now.
Decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
The first person who missed Jesus was the innkeeper. Inns in those days were probably more like campgrounds. Campgrounds for weary travelers. People usually just spread their mat or their blanket out on the ground and they slept right there. They weren't really that nice of a place. Well, we are told that on this particular year, there were many travelers on account of a census that was being taken. Quirinius wanted money, and so he imposed a tax. And to ensure he got what he was owed, he wanted to count all the people and make sure that they went to their place to register so that they could pay their dues. Well, this meant that Joseph, along with Mary, had to travel all the way to Bethlehem. They most likely walked, and some of the Christmas stories tell about Mary riding on a donkey, possibly. They show that. Either way, it was going to be a long and a slow journey. So when they finally arrive in Bethlehem, the inn is full. There was no room for them. If the innkeeper had only known that the baby to be born on that night was to be God, the creator of the world, he would have found a room, but he missed the baby. He was otherwise preoccupied with the concerns of the world. He was just too plain busy with trying to run a business, making a living, trying to save for retirement, to recognize that this baby was the promised one who would save all of mankind. Is that you this morning? Too concerned with what the world has to offer? Money? Career? Ambition? Too concerned with surviving or making a living to see the facts that The baby is special. Don't miss the fact that Jesus came to give us things that no amount of money could ever buy. Pause this Christmas to find out who the baby is and what he can offer to you. Don't miss the baby by being distracted by what the world offers. It is a very poor substitute. But not only did the innkeeper miss the baby, the other travelers and the people of Bethlehem, they missed the baby as well. It was right under their noses, but they missed it. What would you do if you knew that the Queen of England or the Pope or maybe the President of the United States was coming to your city, your suburb, maybe even your street? And what if there was no room for them in any of the local hotels because they were all filled? Would you be willing to offer your house, maybe your bed? See, no one thought to do that for Mary and the baby that was going to be born. They had no room. They had their own concerns. Most of the fellow travelers were also weary from this road traveling for the census. They were in a hurry to get places. They were just too worn out from a day's travel to take time to have to visit with the baby. The town folk were overrun with visitors in their city. There were school reunions to go to, relatives to catch up with, maybe dinner with Aunt Peg and Uncle Bob. Their calendar was just too full, and they were too busy to squeeze in a visit with a baby. So often at Christmas time, our calendars are full. Our programs can be so hectic that we are just too tired to think of trying to add another thing. We're so busy trying to get somewhere in life that we aren't able to stop, take time to see the baby. And so we miss him. Is that this you this morning? Do you need to cancel some things? Set some stuff aside so that you can find some time to visit with the baby, to find out what he can do for you? Don't miss the baby by being too busy. Some of the other characters that are found in the Christmas story were the wise men. They knew that a new king had been born because they'd seen a special star. It appeared in the sky. They followed the star all the way to Jerusalem, and they went to the place where Herod was in the palace to inquire who this new king was. Now Herod, he was very different from the innkeeper and the other people who were traveling. He was powerful, educated, he was influential, but he was also scared. He wasn't excited to hear about competition being born. In fact, he was so upset that he ordered the murder of all baby boys under the age of 2. Herod was scared of the new king because he thought that he would lose his throne and all the things that he enjoyed in life. He missed the baby because he was scared of what he might lose. There are people today who are just like Herod. They are scared that this baby will take away their freedom, their careers, their lifestyles, their ambitions. They are not willing to allow Jesus to be crowned king of their lives. And so they miss the baby and to live the life that God had planned for them. Do you need to allow this baby to take the throne of your life? Don't miss the baby because you're jealous or because you're scared. Now, the last group of people who missed Jesus were the religious leaders of the day. They were like the ministers and the pastors, people who should have known when God was doing something. Now, when Herod was trying to track down this baby, he went to the religious leaders to see if they knew anything about this promised king. And they did. They knew all about him from the prophecies that are found in the Bible. They knew that he was going to be born in Bethlehem. You know the funny thing about it all? Even though they were deeply religious, they didn't even bother to go and check out Bethlehem to see whether this baby who was born was indeed the Son of God. See, God's Son was born that first Christmas, and they missed the baby because of their indifference. They had all of the facts about the baby. They knew that he was going to be special. They knew that he was God's Son and that he would save them. And yet they didn't really care. They didn't think that they needed a Savior. They thought that they were good enough on their own, and because of their indifference, they missed the baby. Many people today think just like the religious leaders. They think that they are good people, that they will be good enough on their own to impress God without the baby. But they won't, and they can't. We need the baby if we are going to be right with God. He came to die so that we could be forgiven. Without him, we have no chance of pleasing God. Are you indifferent this morning because you don't know why you need saving? Or because you think that you're good enough on your own? Don't make that mistake this Christmas. Don't miss the baby because of your indifference. Now, there were four groups of people that missed the baby. Some miss the baby because they are too distracted by all that the world has to offer them. Some miss the baby because they are too busy and don't have time to find out about him. Some miss the baby because they are too scared to let him take control of their lives. And some miss the baby because they are indifferent or ignorant to the fact that they need a Savior. This Christmas, I want to offer you the greatest gift of all. A baby who was born in a manger. His name is Jesus. He was and still is the hope of all the world. You see, if we read the rest of the Christmas story that is found in Luke chapter 2, in verses 8 through 20, we will find some people who did not miss Christmas. Let's listen to the rest of the story right now.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
You see, the shepherds, they didn't miss the baby that morning. They actually went and visited with him. And Kelly and Lisa are going to come up and they're going to lead us in a time of worship. A time where you can meet with the baby.